From classics to curiosity, and where melodies meet meaning. Welcome to Music Exposed.
How many guitars did you just say you used to have?
Well, I mean, at one point I had over 100.
No.
And then I realized...
Like 100 strings? When you combine the strings? Or like...
No, 100 guitars.
But are you serious?
Like, do I really need them all? So that's how I started my...
Do I really need them all? Guitars, you waited till you got to 100 to say, do I really need them all?
Well, I wasn't counting. Then all of a sudden, I kept tripping over guitars. I'm like, how many
you kept them all in your house? You
know? So many questions. Yeah, I'm like, so many questions.
Yeah, a couple of those. But the thing is that once I realized that, I... started to give them away. You know that.
No, I did not know that.
That I give away my.
I did not.
Well, that's how the whole concept started. But we can get into that.
Yeah, let's get into it all.
Yeah,
that's fascinating, really fascinating, though. Like I don't know if anyone else can say that. 100 guitars.
Well, no, other people have more than that. But what I've done is like, do you want me?
Of course.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Or
no, please never.
Time,
yeah.
So in my concerts,
yes. Oh, right. Okay. I know where you're going. Yes. Okay.
In my concerts, I give away the guitar that I play.
Right.
I do remember
on stage.
Yeah. Right.
And,
yes.
And that's kind of how it started. I thought, you know, because I had a really rough start. Like, you know, no one would help me in the beginning years. And all that. I mean, it was a million years ago. I don't care to talk about it. But
yeah.
I really didn't have any success. I didn't have any success till I was 28 years old.
So it was a grind.
So,
yeah.
You know, like, so I mean, so like when you reach a bit of success... Man, do you appreciate it? I don't have to explain, or you don't take it for granted, you know?
Right.
So as I became more successful and, you know, started doing what I'm doing, and I realized, you know, at that point I had a lot of guitars, like, you know what? I'm going to start giving away guitar. I call
it the
gift of music, you know? So
love it.
I started taking it from the stash that I had. You know, at the time I was endorsed by Yamaha.
Okay.
I had a lot of Yamaha guitars lying around.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. And then I gave all those away and had no more. And then I created my own company.
That's funny.
So these are I have Pablo guitars.
That's amazing. Let's talk
that
about
are made
that
for
too.
Me by a Canadian company called Godin.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's very familiar. Yeah, yeah. Please grab one. Grab one of the remaining of the 100 original guitars.
Wow.
You guys didn't know you were getting a free concert today, huh? Let's
go.
So
this is a Pablo guitar.
Okay.
Got my name on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
The keys on it.
Let me, before you even continue, how did it feel to have your first guitar with your name on it?
It was pretty exciting. It was. But you know, honestly, man, like, I don't know how to explain this.
I felt like you were about to cry, got sentimental.
I would. I cry and get sentimental all the time.
Yeah,
but the point is that for me, honestly, like, it's a journey.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like B.B. King had Lucille.
Yeah,
that was his guitar. He always talked about Lucille, right?
Yeah.
Which is cool, right?
Very cool. Yep.
I don't have an attachment to any single guitar. I have an attachment to, I don't know, the journey, not to be sappy and cheesy. But what I mean by that, like in my life, the guitar is my... what do you call it? It's my... my tool of engagement.
Yeah. Okay.
It's my tool to get my thoughts, my creativity out to the world.
Yeah.
Other people sing, other people dance, other people paint, The
guitar.
So to me, the guitar is the guitar. It's not a single instrument. It's just that's the thing that I get to express
it's
myself
canvas.
With. And how freaking lucky am I, you know?
Yeah,
it's my canvas.
Good.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Warren Smith over
so
here.
Anyway, so I don't have a specific attachment to it. So when I saw my
name, makes sense.
I really was thrilled. But I'm like, no, this is cool. I can just carry on doing what I'm doing, giving away guitars.
Okay.
You know? So nice. Godin out of Canada, out of Montreal, Canada, actually makes
those.
That's
incredible.
Very
cool. And how long have they been doing that now?
Yeah. So I've been doing that for over 10 years. I've given away over 1,500 guitars.
Do you take a picture with every guitar you give away? Because that would be a cool montage to see the slide of every single guitar.
Yeah, you know what I do, but the fans do. Like what I do is every time at the end of the show, I finish my last song and I jump out into the audience and I give it to the person. And usually someone takes a picture. So I imagine there's thousands of pictures out there of me doing
that.
I don't do it myself because...
You should have them hashtag Pablo's guitar.
Giving away guitars.
Right around. Yeah, I probably should. Like, hey, send me all the pictures so I can see.
Yeah. Well, that'd be really cool. If you happen to be listening and you've received one, you can be one send of the first. Pic. Send the pictures.
And just that's cool. On your though. Journey, Pablo, while you've been so fortunate to be able to do all of the wonderful things that you've done, all the cities and different countries you've got to travel in for so many years, how do you maintain that excitement and that energy and that gratitude for, you know, continue? Because I know some people that haven't even been doing it that long, and you can see that they don't have the gratitude of being able to perform, you know, where you seem really excited and really still oozing with passion, even just talking about giving out the guitars. Yeah. So where does that come from? How do you maintain that? Because I think it's really important for artists on their journey to enjoy every single day, every single moment. And I feel that oozing out of you, even just talking about giving out your guitars.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. You know, it's my life, man. I mean, it's like, okay, I've sold a million records, but who cares?
I mean, that's still an accomplishment.
You know, what I care about.
I understand what you're saying.
That's the factual data. But what enables me to do is do what I love. And that's all I care about. You know what I mean?
Like,
and for me, like, how do I keep her fresh? The band that plays with me, are like, they're my band. Like, you know, like my percussion player's been with me for 24 years.
Wow.
My bass player's been with me for 12 years, you know? We're like a family. So we're always every night trying to outdo each other in a fun way. I just did a new riff. Let's see what you got tonight. Yep. You know what I mean?
In a very
cool way. Yes. And, you know, I don't have a set list. Oh. Zero set list.
Wow.
When I go in every night, it's whatever comes to my brain. That's amazing. I got 17 albums. Or 18.
17 albums.
17. I've got a good album.
That's dope.
Oof. Yeah.
But anyway.
Beautiful.
So I'm just pulling stuff from my catalog, you know? And when I play with the same band, I don't get what they call giggers.
Right.
They know my music.
Right.
So I may pull something out from years ago.
Yeah.
Someone from the audience, and I've been around long enough, some people from the audience will say, hey, can you play me this? I'm like, oh my God, I haven't played that.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so every night's unique, it's organic, and that's important. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's organic, it's unique, the set list is different. I have special guests, different guests every single night, depending on what city I'm in. If I'm in Korea, I'll have a very famous baritone singer that joins me in Korea. If I'm in LA, because 80% of my audience is Armenian, I'll bring in an Armenian singer as a guest, or a good player. Whatever. If I'm in Toronto, Kim Mitchell might jump on the stage and do a song with me or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So every night is different. So that's kind of how I keep it fresh for me. So I'm hoping that is fresh for others when they see me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's your question, but you know, that's how I just try to keep stuff fresh and new. And never take it for granted, man. Like, you know, it's like you're saying, like, I know I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I hate talking about years. It makes me feel old, but I never take it for granted. Even though I've been doing this for so long, I never take this kind of stuff for granted. Are you guys still there? I kind of froze.
Oh, yeah. So it did freeze for a second.
Yeah, it looks like it froze.
Oh, sorry,
it
froze a little bit.
I'm sure the recording will be okay.
But you know what I mean? So I take nothing for granted. I just keep going along. Like, I'm excited now to work on my new album. I got like 2 months off this summer.
Nice.
So I told my wife, okay, where are we going? Yeah, yeah. Where are we going so I can record?
Right. Yeah,
I got some new songs I want to get out of my system before I go nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that quickly, because so your time off is basically obviously family and other things that you do to enjoy, but music's still a big part of that. And it's funny you told your wife, where are we going to go? Because I got some songs to get out. So what does that process look like? Because I just pictured you, I don't know, you could be home, but I pictured you like away somewhere with one of your guitars. Is that kind of what you do? You sit with a guitar and just let it come out?
Yeah, like, you know, the thing is, so I live in Florida. I live in Tampa, Florida.
Beautiful.
And so I'm home, I don't know, maybe 5-6 weeks of the year. The rest of the year, I'm all over the world.
Wow. Playing.
But the thing is, when I come home, it's my home, and I like, you know, I have my regular routine. I have my coffee in the morning. I go for a walk my dog, whatever. But it's not, like, for me to be creative, I need to get out of all normal life. And it could be anywhere, you know, like, it could be in Arizona, just renting a house and looking at the desert. Yeah, yeah. or it could be a house on the ocean.
Yeah.
In the south of France, looking at the ocean. I mean, wherever, just to zone me out of what I normally do. So that I can just worry about creativity and nothing else, you know?
Makes sense.
I mean, everybody's different, but for me, I got to get zoned out. I just don't want to be near the everyday stuff, you know?
That makes sense.
Do you find while you are doing that, that it influences your music? Like, if you were stuck in, no, I shouldn't say stuck, but if you were in Tampa Bay, and do you feel when you're in Arizona that creativity is a little bit different, or like something a little bit different is happening while you're creating music in different towns or different cities?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, the way I write, it's all on my phone, right? So for example, like if I could be on tour and just before I hit the stage, some melody hits me. Mm. So what do? Write down that I'll sing the melody into my phone.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
And I'll do that. Like, you know, I probably have at least 250 ideas on there that I haven't touched yet. You know what I mean? Because I'm a real big believer in spark inspiration. Yep. Like, I'm not the kind of I'm not the kind of writer who will sit down and say, okay, I'm gonna write nine to five today.
Mm, right.
So when I tell you I want to go on a retreat, what I'm doing is I'm going so we rent a house for a month somewhere, and then when I'm ready to write the record like I am this summer, so then I zone everything out.
Okay.
Then I put my phone and start putting all my ideas that I wrote down or documented when I had that spark of inspiration. Because it's hard to have a spark of inspiration, like, okay, right now.
Right, what am I going to write?
I'm just going to write stuff that I'm kind of like used to. I go, like, my hand will go to the, like,
the familiar.
Like the regular positions, right?
Yeah.
Whereas when I just record that melody, that, or it could be a riff or it could be a rhythm, when I record that, that's a real inspiration because it came as I was walking. It came when I was whatever, you know what I mean? And so when I sit down to do it, then I have this whole, like, 250 completely inspired things.
Yeah.
And then I sit down and I sort of put
them. And how cool is it when you go back in your voice memos and you hear one of them, you go, I did that? Oh, wow. And then you get to, you know, that's always a really fun part of creating and forgetting about something that came
to you. And if you still love it, then it's awesome.
If you still love it,
A lot of times I'll take three ideas. Uh-huh. One is 12 years old. Like, I got some stuff on here that's about 10 years old.
Wow.
That I haven't felt, I liked it, but never felt like I could put it anywhere, you know?
Mm.
So sometimes what happens is I'll have a 12-year-old idea with a 1-year-old idea, and then some that I come up maybe that day because I got inspired. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So a song could be like that. It could be combined, you know, almost a decade apart.
And you listened to it maybe 6 years ago and was like, no. And then 12 years, you know, 6 more years, you're like, you know, maybe there is something there. Yes.
Maybe it makes sense. Exactly, like, man. Totally.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. You kind of just got to go with the flow, right? That's why I can't sit down, like, you know, in Nashville, and I admire them. In Nashville, they have what they call writing houses, right? People will just go there.
Yep.
And they'll write 8, 9, you know, they'll punch in their clock 9 to 5, and they write. I mean,
it really
is cool, but I can't do that.
No, and it seems to be two different types of thinking when it comes to creativity. It's allow yourself to be open, to be used as a muse, and when it comes to you, that's when you create, or be the disciplined writer that can sit down and go, okay, for 2 hours, I'm going to try and come up with something, whether it's good or bad, just the discipline of being able to sit and create. That's a challenge for myself as well, but I totally
it is. You know, and I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, if when I rent out these places for a bit of a retreat, like a writing retreat, I call it my brain.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could wake up one morning and I could just have it all in me. I could go on for hours. Other times I wake up, I'm like, you know what?
I'm
going swimming. Yeah. Like, I don't want to do anything. You know, like you want that freedom, right? Like, you know.
And like you said, Anthony said earlier, you don't want to force it, because you can always tell when songs are forced, in my opinion. And you can tell when someone is just...
A lot of times you can.
You've just allowed yourself to be used creatively. And I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. This is great, because I know, Dariki, by your face, I know Pavel's speaking your love language when it comes to the process of writing and the voice notes, because I'm sure you got about 250 in your phone as well.
Yeah, way too many. I can totally relate. That's why I was smiling when you mentioned it, because I gravitate more towards that style as well. I have a hard time being forced to write. But sometimes, like you said, you can be watching TV and you hear a commercial and then you come up with something in your head and you're like, I got to get this out. I got to get it out. So
I wanted to circle back, because you dropped a couple, as you were speaking there, you said a couple things that I think you're so familiar with, and by being in the industry, maybe we are too, but you said you're only home like 5-6 weeks a year, which is crazy.
Really crazy. Yeah.
For most people, considering how most of us live, mm-hmm. right? And then combining that with now being able to keep ideas fresh while you're on the road, keep yourself fresh on the road. How do you, like, what's your process and what did it take for you to get to the point where you can, I mean, your routine is going to be changing constantly, I imagine. So, like, what's your process to keep aspect of normal life, normal routine, creativity is open, but maneuvering through the constant changes that you're going through as you're traveling and touring?
Yeah, you know, it used to be very fragmented many years ago.
It sounds kind of like it would be, yeah.
You know, but I don't look at it like that anymore. Like, to me, it's just all one thing. Like, my whole life is what I do. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, my philosophy is, like, if I'm on the road and I have an hour in the afternoon and I can meet an old friend in San Francisco, that's like a personal mixed in with while I'm on tour.
Okay.
I just go meet him because I don't know if I ever get a chance to see him again. You know, true. So for me, it's all just one.
Makes sense.
It's all just one. It's just no, you know, when I'm home, even like when I say 5-6 weeks, it's not a time, like it's 2 days here, 3 days.
Yeah, spread
like
out.
So, you know, I have a bit of a routine here, but my kind of routine here is kind of the same when I'm on the road. Like when I get up, no matter what city I'm in, I have to have a coffee.
Okay.
You know, now when I say that, it's not like it doesn't have to be
this fancy
like,
one.
Fancy pants over there.
This fancy one, yeah. But what it makes me do, and I do it with my band.
Okay.
I love coffee. It just gets me going. But it's not that. The point is that, and I always go for a mom and pop. Like, I don't go to a Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
We every day we That's take awesome. Out our Yelp and we try to find a local coffee house, cafe, wherever we are, right?
Yeah.
And what that does, it makes me connected to that city. And these days I go to the same place because I, you know, we've been there so many times.
Right,
I know where
to go.
In LA, gotcha. I got a place.
Yeah.
Different. And also it allows me to lay out the day. Okay, today's sound check is here. Today we're flying there.
Yep.
You know, and I kind of do the same thing here, except I'm not flying when I do it here. You know, but so my thing's kind of the same. You know, everywhere. You know. But,
yeah, that makes sense. Know. That makes sense.
And the challenge
it's always hard to wrap your head around that.
No, go ahead. And we've asked other traveling musicians as well, and I'm always curious. How do you? In the same lines of what Anthony's saying in terms of balance, when it comes to having relationships and a family, how do you maintain that, you know, specifically the family life? Because I know what it's like to go out on tour. You come back, you kind of need to kind of just decompose for a little bit and then kind of integrate back into family life, if that makes sense. And I was just wondering if you have that kind of, because you've been doing it for so long, how do you maintain that balance? Yeah.
Again,
good question.
I've arranged, like, my family is my wife and my daughter.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So my youngest daughter is 15. We homeschool her. So she's been all over the world.
Nice.
So she does homeschool. Like, we'd be in Santorini and she's got like a teacher lesson, even though it's 7 hour difference in Santorini, Greece. But her teacher's in Florida. So,
got it. Okay.
Yeah, I've arranged, like, my wife is my road manager.
Okay. Beautiful.
And my daughter is my merch person.
Okay,
nice. You know?
Beautiful.
So yeah, we travel.
So it's integrated.
It's all
one
thing.
Integrated. Like,
it is.
Yeah, it's integrated. It would be impossible, I think, to have a relationship if you're seeing your wife.
That's what I was questioning. for sure.
That was the picture. I mean? It seemed really challenging. So
So the only way to make it work is that they're all part of the whole thing. And that's what I meant earlier. Like everything is sort of all in one.
It's
like,
all it's connected. All like,
it's connected. It's not like, you know, this is my work life. This is my performance life. That's my family life.
That makes a lot of
sense.
It's all one.
It's
my
life.
It's my life.
It's their life.
You know?
It's
and
a shared
honestly,
life.
Like, it's a shared life. And like, and everyone's got a really pivotal like job in that life.
Yeah.
Like, role. Yeah. Like Viola, my youngest, she's 15. Like, she is my merch person. Like, if she's like, it's very distinct. Like, if she's not on that gig.
Yep.
We're at least 20-30% less in sales.
Wow!
Wow!
Then when she's like she pays for it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, She's just that good.
That's great. Wow.
You know, so stuff like that.
The dream
right?
team. I love that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, you know.
Wow.
We keep it all in house.
Yeah. And there's so many benefits. I mean, obviously, being close to your family, the trust and loyalty aspect is just second to none when it comes to family. Yeah,
keeping the revenue within the Pavlo home, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. Beautiful. Doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, it's a legacy build business you have.
Hey,
there.
Listen, we make pennies, but if you add all the pennies up, together, exactly. it adds up to a couple of bucks.
I mean, hey, if you break it down, it's all pennies. Yeah, I have a question, too, because I don't know if I asked you this in the past when we spoke. I know you do a lot when it comes to putting your shows together. And you mentioned, like, you don't really have a set list. So do you have a music director, or is that also you?
It's me.
Wow.
Yeah, I've thought about that sometimes. I thought about getting a musical director or making one of the guys in the band a musical director to alleviate some of the thing. But I don't know. It's part of the fun.
You have a system that's working, right?
Yeah, it's working, and I love it. Like, you know, like, see, the thing is, I'm the writer, right? So I write all my tunes.
Yeah.
And every song is just so intimate to me. Like, it means so much. And so if I was doing all covers, maybe a musical director would kind of fill the role a little bit better, you know?
I understand
showing
that,
people, whatever. But, so I don't know. But yeah, no, don't have a musical director.
And it's
and
working.
I produce my own records.
Yeah.
I produce my own TV shows. Even my PBS specials, I produce.
You produce those.
I mean, I get directors and stuff, but I produce the whole thing. Like, I'm the one that's like, you know, we need 150 chairs and 500 candles. And
all the way down.
Oh, yeah. I'm like a control freak that way. Yeah. I wish I wasn't, but
Get things done the way that you see them in your mind.
That's it.
Obviously execution
for better or worse, man.
For better or worse,
Yeah, it's just me doing it. I get, with the triumphs also comes like fails, and you got to own up to them too.
That's very true.
Right? Lessons, though, right?
And can't blame anybody yourself.
That's true. Yeah. Jeez, and you still stay energized
and
creating.
When you have success.
Yeah.
You take the credit, baby.
Take it. Let's go.
Yeah, you got it. You got to take the bad and you got to take the good. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's just
a
passion, brother. Like, you know, all the stuff that I do
is
based on my songs. And I keep saying this to people, right? Like, people see me on stage and see me on my PBS TV shows, all that. All that means, it's all got to do with my songs. The only reason I got into, producing PBS, I've got four PBS television shows. Have you guys seen those at all? Like, the last one I did was in Santorini, Greece, right? So, like, all that is just... was created and became good at that stuff so that I can get my songs out there. That's all I've ever wanted to
Makes
do.
Makes sense.
Right? Like, if I was a pop artist, I probably wouldn't have done that, because if I was a successful pop artist, you know, back in the day, radio would play my song.
Right.
But
Makes sense.
Radio doesn't play my songs. You know? Like, maybe in Canada, CBC will play it, you know, in America, NPR or whatever, but not really. You know what I mean? Like, so I had to find ways to get that out there, you know?
That's interesting.
Through live
concerts. Yeah.
You know, today's a different world because we got streaming and all that. But the PBS stuff really, I mean, let's face it, PBS, when I did my first TV show with them, my life changed, man. I mean, I went from, playing 50 different cities a year to like hundreds, thousands. I mean, I've done 3,500 concerts, you know? And that's mostly because of the TV shows getting out there and getting my notoriety out there. So, but again, all of that because I'm just trying to get my songs out.
So that's really the burning desire.
That's the fuel that
keeps you going.
The fuel is the song.
When did that start? Were you a teenager before that?
I started playing guitar at 10, but I started writing at 12.
12.
Yeah. So writing has always been a big part of what I do. I always felt like, I don't know why, I always felt like I had to get my ideas out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, in Greece, we have, the famous Zorba song. Well, I've made my own version of it. I mean, not my own version, but like, instead of playing that, I'd rather create one. You know what I mean? Like, I've always been that.
Yeah.
I want to create my tunes.
It's always been
my,
a thing.
You know, like, in the 90s, it was Nuevo Flamenco that was very popular, Gypsy Kings and all that kind of stuff. But I came up with my style of music, which I, we ended up calling Mediterranean style music, I've always just been like that. I've always wanted to get my music out, you know. And I did. At the age of 10, I started playing guitar. At the age of 12, I started to write songs. I mean, they were terrible songs. But you got to start somewhere, right?
Of course. And that's the problem.
Yeah, you know, as you work at it, you know, by the time your skills are getting better, your songs are getting better. And hey, by 22, all of a sudden, I've already been writing for 10 years.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you just keep going.
And now for this new project, do you go in with concept? Do you go in with a blank slate and just see what comes? Do you just go through the archives of the voice memos and kind of pick something? Like, what's the process with the composition of an album as opposed to just a song?
Yeah.
And can I throw in, like, the goals, too? Like,
yeah, the what, sorry?
The goals. Like, you have, like, I'm going to put together 10 songs. Like,
got it, yeah. So that's a great question, too. So because I've done so many albums, I never used to have that. Like, I used to just write my tunes.
Okay.
And then let it, but not because I got so many records, and I have a fear, a real fear of doing the same thing again.
Okay.
So what I am doing now, recently, like when I say like the last 2-3 records, I have a bit of an idea. Like for example, this summer when I have ideas, want to create songs, but I'm thinking I want to go. And I don't know if I'll end up doing this, but I'm just saying I'm starting off with the point. I think I'm going to want to do an all guitar album instead of having the instrumentation,
right? Got it.
But when I say all guitar, I'm not saying that it's going to be just guitar. Like there might be rhythms, but every sound, I've been wanting to do this for years. I think I might do it this year. Every sound comes together. So I might have a rhythm, but it's me playing on my guitar.
Yep. Gotcha.
That's my percussion.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'll play rhythm. I'll play some leads. If I want to get any, you know, cool noises. But it has to come from the guitar. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Can't come from anything else. So I've been wanting to do a record like that, right?
Cool.
So that might be the one. Now, sometimes I say this and I end up being an orchestral. You know what I mean? But these days I do like to have a bit of a concept, you know?
Okay.
And the other part of this that I'm thinking of doing is, because I love coffee so much, and my fans know that I search out coffee places, I was thinking of that being like the driving force or the driving influence to the album. So, for example, if I have that in my brain and I want to do, you know, and I'm playing a tune, I'm thinking, man, this feels very, I don't know, Cuban.
Okay.
So like a salsa feel. Maybe I'll put a salsa rhythm, you know, under this thing, right?
Yeah.
And then that would be like the Cafe Cubano.
Right.
That could be the name of the song.
Yeah. Okay.
So then I would take more, you know, of the Latin, like a salsa kind of feel for that tune.
Okay.
You know, the next one might be, I don't know, Italian espresso, you know, and then they'll have more of an Italian kind of. I don't know.
That's
great question. So that's kind of how I'm going into it all.
Okay,
it may come out like that. It may not. I don't know.
And that's interesting. That's so you're not rigid in your ideology when it comes to the creation of the project. You have some ideas. If it works, cool. If it doesn't, you're a little bit more willing to kind of just go where the creativity leads you. Okay.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. You know what? How much grace do you give yourself? Because I know we've all been through this, and in several different ways. Grace, even as far as when is a song complete, when your ideas have reached the level of your expectation. Like, how do you think about that stuff?
I'm pretty decisive.
Okay.
You know, because I know a lot of people aren't. You know, like.
Yeah,
they'll
for sure.
redo that solo seven times. Yeah. They'll redo that verse.
Yeah.
I don't. I'll play it, and if I like it, I'm gone to the next
section
or whatever. Yeah, I don't. Huh. Yeah, I don't. You know why? Because back in the day, I was like that. I was like, I would play something and say, that's not quite it, and I keep trying. And honest to God, man, like 17 hours later, I came right back to the same thing I started with.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So
there's a real
extra.
Truth.
Yep.
There's a real truth to, like, first time's always the real one. Now, if your performance wasn't that great, that's fine. Redo the performance. But
the
first spark of that idea is usually the right one, man.
That's
really
a big,
is,
that's
know?
A gem. Big statement and a big thought
again,
for people to digest. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I think I only say my perspective.
Of course,
everyone's different, right?
That's fair.
My life and the way I think, it's usually the case. It's usually that first, you know. So I'm pretty decisive. I don't really fumble around with I'm bang, that's bang, really bang. Good. Yeah.
Follow up to but that question.
I do have the ideas. Yeah, I do have the ideas. That's yes, the trick, right?
Okay.
I have ideas that I know came from right. a real place.
Yeah.
I don't have to justify them. I know them. I don't have to convince myself for any. I know they were real ideas.
Yep. Gotcha.
So that's when I sit down. I'm confident, man. I know that's a cool. Now, it may not work in the song or whatever, but I've got some that's real things good, I can work
going in with. Yeah. And I asked about yourself. I know you've had the same group of musicians, same band, so you have a lot of synergy and trust in them. Mm-hmm. How much mm-hmm. flexibility or creative freedom do you allow the band when it comes to the production of your music? Not necessarily live, but creation.
Yeah. Creation, not much. Like, okay. it's my journey. Yep.
Yes,
you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes,
like,
fair.
Like, look, I mean, I have an incredible bass, but incredible percussion player. Yep. Obviously, if it's a Roomba, it's a Roomba. I mean, that's the feel.
Okay.
You know? If it's at Siftetele, which is a belly dance, I mean, there's only one way you can do that. But
yes,
after establishing that that's the rhythm of the song,
yep.
Of course they can do what they want. I mean, they're professionals. They're amazing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they do. You know, I mean, I shouldn't say now they are adding their thing, but it's based on what
they got to be able to color within the lines. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's they're so good at it, man. Like, they really do bring my music to another level. Like, once they play on it, it's like, oh, my God, just brings it to life. Now, live is a whole, they do whatever they want.
Okay, fair. Yeah, that's why I wanted to distinguish
if live, it's like bass solo, and I don't say 8 bars, 16 bars, you know, I'm not...
Got you, okay.
We've heard stories of James Brown, all these kind of cats, man. You play that shit, now you're dead.
Oh, that's now, it. Yeah. You'll never work in this town again. Right.
Yeah. No, that's not me. Okay, I mean, I'm like, you play to your heart's content, man. Like, if you feel like you've said what you wanted to say tonight, then, you know, we have little signals. You let me know, then we go on to the next part.
Got you, okay.
Or I'll just stay there. Like, sometimes it's quick. Sometimes they're going and they're feeling it. And I'm probably loving it more than them. Yeah.
It's the exchange,
live,
though, right?
It's a whole different world.
Yeah. I know we have to let you run. Maybe you got another question, D?
I feel satisfied. I'm excited to hear the new album.
Do you have any
any specials or TV programmings in the works, like, in the near future?
No, I can let you in on what I've not confirmed yet, but almost. So I've got 4 TV shows.
Yep.
And that's currently still airing across America for another year.
Beautiful.
So my 5th one, I'm thinking of actually doing it in Canada.
Beautiful. Do you have a location yet?
Even though I'm... Well, you know what? Cool. I think I'm going to do it massive.
Wow, beautiful. Ooh, yeah. Let me know. Yeah. I want to be there.
We'll see you there, 100%. Sir.
Yeah, and the reason is because, like, it's because of PBS. Like, I've done 2 in Greece. I did 1 in Guadalajara, Mexico. Nice. I did 1 in Detroit, first one.
Okay.
And then the PBS vice president, he said to me, why don't you do one from, like, Canada? Isn't that where you're from? I'm like,
Yeah, wow.
So it'll be the easiest thing I've ever done.
That'd be cool.
You know, like, I can sleep at, like, my mom's house.
Yeah.
Not have to rent hotels, you know.
Yeah, just feel at home.
So it looks
it
might be from Toronto.
That's beautiful, man.
Keep us posted on that. That's exciting.
This year, you think, or 2025?
No, I think realistically it would be filmed and performed in October of 2025.
Got you. Okay.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, to be released in March of 2026.
Dope.
Cool.
Something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, that's
this
the kind
exciting.
Of
this is great. Yeah.
Time frame.
Just
the beginning.
Wow. And in Toronto, of course, I have a lot. Yeah, in Toronto, the beautiful thing about Toronto is my guests will be spectacular because there's so many incredible musicians, right? And I
That'll
know a lot
fun.
Of people there. So who knows who my special
Stay
guests
tuned.
Are?
Yeah, sure.
You know
what I mean?
Like every other place, I had to fly people and they couldn't make it or whatever.
Yeah,
but Toronto, so everybody lives.
Nice and easy. Yeah.
So who knows, man? I mean, you know. Wouldn't it be great to have, like, Drake come up and do it?
Oh, wow,
that would
be. I'm just saying.
Manifestation.
Put it out there.
I'm putting it out there.
Yeah.
He's one guy I've been wanting to work with.
That would be really cool in Toronto.
And I think that would be very cool.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm smart potato, so who knows?
No. That's far from the truth, sir. You are a big deal.
The gentleman that did the Fiesta rift.
Well, yes. Yeah. Thank that, you for mentioning that, that again. Yes.
But that's why I think it'd be Sweet Justice and Sweet Cool Down Drake.
I agree.
Something
I think you should leave with that.
Yeah. What I mean? Yeah.
Great riff. Yeah. That riff makes the whole Fiesta song what it became, you know? So
that was it. That was it, man. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, man. We always appreciate being able to catch up with you, and the gems that you share with us are incredible. Useful for anybody, like
the infectious
artists
energy.
Coming up, musicians
like,
coming
like coffee.
Up.
I feel
the energy
I
itself.
Feel energized
yes.
Just talking to you.
I'm ready, man. Yeah, I almost ripped out this blazer talking to you, man.
It was incredible.
Pre-coffee, he's like, no, I love it, man.
Beautiful.
Life is short.
Yeah, it's for real. Please let people know where to find you on socials. If you're not following Pablo yet, then you're crazy, but it's not too late. So where can we find you, man?
Just Pablo. I mean, like, when you say, we always use P-A-V-L-O, right? So website's pavlo.com.
Beautiful. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google, like, all the Spotify's and...
It's all going to come up, Pablo.
Yeah, just put, if you put my name in, all that stuff comes
incredible,
up. Facebook.
Man. Incredible.
And the other 64 social media sites that are currently existing.
Yeah,
cool, man. Yeah, cool. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
We'll look forward to catching up again. Stay blessed, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, thank you, guys. See you soon.